It's 89 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. In some ways, Nashville is already gearing up to host the Super Bowl in 4 years. City police are making the case that now is the time to come up with new technology, though some experts believe the city should figure out alternative options. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
From his vantage point in front of a bank of screens showing real-time surveillance footage, Greg Blair with Metro Police sees the value of technology. And he says it's critical to have more ahead of one of the biggest events in the nation.
Right. We got just had the 4th of July, had a great event. We didn't start planning for the 4th of July on the 3rd. Nashville's just announced the Super Bowl. We're not going to start in 29 planning. We're talking right now.
For the department, that could mean license plate readers, which use a camera to take pictures of passing vehicles, and more cameras throughout Metro. Right now, there are cameras mostly downtown. However, Matthew Griglier says any city should be careful before adding camera networks. He's a senior policy analyst at the Electronic Frontier Foundation and says there's an amount of privacy expected when it comes to geolocations as residents move throughout the city.
But the way these things are set up, when you start talking about Fusus and Flock ALPR systems, is that they are following your movements in aggregate. So it's not just walking, you know, past one intersection. It's that you walk past that intersection and make a left and then a right. And using these tools in aggregate, they could map your entire movements throughout a day.
As for Metro, they said they are trying to meet the public where they are with technology. And for right now, because of concerns, that means waiting on any new tools. Emily West, WPLN News.
You can hear a full discussion of surveillance tools and the ongoing debate in our city, and this is Nashville's podcast feed. The school system in Montgomery County has determined the fatal bus crash in March was caused by the driver's, quote, unforeseeable sudden loss of consciousness. News Channel 5 reports the district is defending the driving record of its bus driver and says that a stroke or other medical event led the driver to cross the center line. The bus collided with a dump truck in that incident, killing two middle schoolers. Their families have since sued. The district has also asked for a trial in front of a judge instead of in front of a jury. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.